Five journalists and a high school teacher are now in jail over what began as a literary exercise and a joke. The teacher, Basiro Kasim Minta, asked his students to write an essay about the escapades of a president of a fictional country. When Sedina Umar Jara, a journalist with the independent daily Info Matin, published his humorous essay, called The Mistress of the President, he and Minta were arrested and charged with committing an outrage to the president. Other media organizations protested, saying the arrests were unfair. An editor of the newspaper Les Echos, Moussa Boli, says its director was arrested because he chose to republish the article to show it contained nothing to justify an arrest. Two other newspapers, which, like Info Matin and Les Echos, are seen as tilting towards the opposition, also republished the essay. The directors of all four newspapers, along with Jara and Minta, are in jail. Boli says the press and civil society are mobilizing to fight this attack on civil liberties to show that Mali's young democracy will not accept setbacks. Multi-party democracy came to Mali in the early 1990s, following the overthrow of the previous authoritarian president, Moussa Traoré. Leonard Vincent, head of the Africa desk for the international media watchdog Reporters Without Borders, says Mali has been seen as a model for freedom of expression.
For several years now, Mali has been seen as an example in West Africa in terms of political freedom and especially press freedom. I mean, the press is very free. There are a lot of opposition newspapers, a lot of independent newspapers, private radios, and no major problem has occurred for something like 4 years now.
He says the arrests appear due to the action of a single magistrate.
Magistrate has used a procedure where he decided alone to open a procedure against the journalist. So we have no indication whatsoever that there was a political order.
Well, he says he does not believe the now infamous article is the real reason for the arrests. He says many observers believe the journalists were arrested as retaliation for opposition papers' coverage of the recent presidential elections. Some in the president's camp felt the coverage was unfair. Vincent, of Reporters Without Borders, says whether or not the president was involved in the decision to arrest the journalists, it is imperative that he act.
He has to intervene. He has to say, I am not offended. There is no point in pursuing the procedure. And obviously he has to say that in Mali it is possible to criticize the president. He should be proud as the president of a democracy that people can criticize the president without going to jail.
The trial is scheduled for Tuesday. President Amadou Toumani Touré was recently reelected by a wide margin in an election observers deemed free and fair. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.